appreciate the star shining in their hearts. Bright. Again, thank you for coming. Got your Bible. Let's turn to James chapter number 4. I think I'll just read this whole chapter. Just going to look at two or three verses in it, particular, some other ones. James chapter number 4, verse number 1 says, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill, desire to have, and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not because you ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. You adulterous and adulterous, know ye that not that the friendship of the world is intimate with God. Whoso therefore be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth through envy? But he giveth more grace, where he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, your joy into heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and you shall be lifted, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil, this brother. And judgeth his brother, speaketh evil the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that thou judgest another? Go ye now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we'll go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow. For what is your life? Is even the vapor that appeared for a little time, then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, doeth it not to him in his sin." To notice something in verse number 14, he asked the question, for what is your life? Have you ever thought about what is your life? What does it consist of? Well, I'll tell you one verse. It says, he said, we watch out for covetousness because you know that a life don't consist. He was in Luke 12, I believe. Your life consisted not in the abundance of things that you possess. I'll tell you, the older you get, the more you realize them things don't matter. Not going to take them with us. But that's not what our life consists of. But he said, what is your life? You ever sit down and wait out your life and see how it's been in the past? How is it in the present? How about tomorrow? What about in the future? Would you pray with us? Father, I want to thank you for your loving kindness and mercy you've shown us. And Lord, as some of the brothers were talking this morning of your goodness, Lord, we could never thank you enough for your goodness because we know it was your goodness that led us to repentance. It was your grace, our Father, that let us see ourselves and see the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Thank you, Father, for all of your mercy and grace that you've shown toward us. Bless this time together here this morning. You already have blessed us. Thank you for the Sunday school. Thank you, Lord, for the singing. And all this been said and done here this morning. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the blessed opportunity of coming back to your house to worship you. And I pray, Lord, this morning that you'd speak to us and through us as we look at this thing this morning about life. Oh, God, help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. You know, the first verses I read in this chapter, I mean, it was, they was having a time, wasn't they? Fighting and warring. You know, I'll tell you, life is, but the Bible said the man born to woman's few days and full of trouble. You got a lot of heartaches in this life, a lot of trouble in this life, a lot of persecution in this life. There's a lot of things to go through with in this life. Did you know that? They sure are. But thank God, they are some things in this life that we go through in this life. But this life, it soon will be over. So what is your life? That's what I want to try to share this morning. I jotted down something here. Look at that. If you're counting on the future, I read this in this passage of scripture. If you're counting on the future, that's pretty foolish or folly. Because you can't count on the future. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, he said, you don't know what's going to be on tomorrow anyhow. Ignorance of the future is a very fact, though. I mean, you can know that that's true. I mean, we don't know what's going to be on tomorrow. Good thing we don't. I mean, you know, we got sometimes, some of us got a little bit of memory for the back, but we don't have no foresight into the future, do we? And God didn't let us look into the future. He don't let us see what's on tomorrow. We don't know what holds tomorrow. And listen, it's a good thing we don't. But you know what we need to do about the future? We need to recognize God in the future. That's why I said if you're going to do anything, you better say, if the Lord will. You know, I try to put that in a lot in my conversation. Somebody said this, that, and other. I said, Lord willing. Lord willing. Lord willing, we may see you tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll do this. Lord willing, we'll do that. And go on and on and on. But it's according to the will of God. Listen, we must realize, what is your life? You know, with our life, in this life is something. If you're boasting about the future, they said, I'm going to go do this and that tomorrow. Well, I'm just going to do this. No, we better not be boasting about the future. God, we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what tomorrow will bring forth. But listen, this passage of Scripture is telling us something this morning, that our life, it don't consist in the things of this world. And listen, if we don't get to the place, you know, the Bible said, you got a few verses out of verses I want to bring in here. You know, the Bible talks about it. The book of 1 John, you know what it says, but by this, men know that we pass from death unto life. Now, there's a physical life and there's a spiritual life. There's an eternal life. And listen, if you're living just in this physical life, never been born again, listen, you're still in your death. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, you have been quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sins. And the Bible also said, he that liveth in pleasure is dead while they live in. And so listen, life consisted more than this physical life. Jesus said in John chapter number 10th verse, Jesus said, the devil come to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he said, I'm come that ye might have life and that ye might have it more abundantly. You don't know what living is until you get the life. It's alive. Listen, either one of two things. You dead in your trespasses and sins. Ephesians 2:1 says, you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. You know what's wrong with this world? They dead in the trespasses and sins. You know what's wrong? You may be sitting here this morning alive physically and dead spiritually. But I'm telling you, what is your life? If it consists only in the physical life and never got the breath of heaven in your soul and Jesus never spoke the living word. If you've never been born again, you know what you've been born of? Corruptible, not corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Thank God for life. I tell you, didn't know what living was until I got to the Lord Jesus Christ. Didn't know what living was. He said in the book of 1 John, he said, by this men know we pass from death unto life. Why? Because we love the brethren. That's one of the signs that we pass from death unto life. And what is your life? I'm telling you, it's miserable. It's a miserable life. It's a life of continued misery if you haven't come to the Lord Jesus Christ. If all you know is physical life and never been born into the family of God, I'm telling you this morning, that's an awful life to try to live in this world. It is. What is your life? Well, it's the physical life. I can tell you what it is. It's swift. passes in a hurry. Sure does. We don't have long, folks. Time's short. You know, while the devil's on a rampage, read the book of Revelation, see what he said. That's what he said. You know why he is? He knows his time is what? Short. You know, you don't have long on this earth either. I don't have long. I'm telling you, this life that we live in this world, in this whole body, I'm telling you, it comes and goes in a hurry. I want to tell you something, young people. You may think that life's a long thing, but I want to tell you, I already got to the place I know it's not. It passes swift. I tell you, this life, this physical life is swift. It's swifter than the ships. Job said it's swifter than the post. I'm telling you, it's like a shadow appeared for a little while, then it's gone. And James said it's like a vapor. It appeared for a little while, and there she's gone. You can't stop time. You can't stop life. You can't turn it around, back up. You can't slow it down. It goes. It don't matter how much they change time back and forth, from daylight saving time to regular time. Don't have anything to do with the sun. Had an uncle, my Uncle Johnny, he wouldn't never change his clock. He just left it on the old time. Back when they started that, I don't remember that when we was young, but he don't change it. Sun's still in the same place. God said it that way. It's coming. One day the sun will go down upon our life. You know what the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes? The time to be born and the time what? To die. What is your life? You wasted it? Are you making it count for God? You know, I'm reading in the book of Psalms on this weekend. You know what it keeps saying? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Oh, hallelujah. We need to be sure that our life, that in our life is consistent, not in the abundance of things that we possess, but in our life consists the fact that we're serving God and worshiping and praising him and coming before him with thanksgiving. It's what our life ought to consist of. Worshiping God and serving him. Obeying him. Living for him. Oh, you can do that right on your job. You can be a light in this old dark world. Right there on the job. You know, isn't it amazing? An unconverted man lives in God's world. He sees God's works. And he hears his word preached all across his land and across the world today. Lives in God's world. Sees his works. Hears his word. Goes to God's house on God's day, and yet don't know him. And it's sad. Oh, it's so sad. So what is your life? You just existing? Like where Brother Donnie's preaching at the prison now. Jesus said in John chapter number 1, he said, I'm that light that come in the world. Light in life. There's a verse over here in John. Holy Ghost just reminded me, but I want to share it with you. John 19. I believe it is. What is John 14 first? Turn with John 14 right quick. John 14, verse number 19. Oh,
I like this verse. John 14:19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. You know what the first thing God gives us? He gives us sight. Amen. Light. And he gives us life. He said, because I live, you're going to live. Now, I want to tell you something. A lot of people think when they get to heaven, they're going to get eternal life. I got news for you. When the resurrection comes, that body gets out of the grave. That's, listen, either you got eternal life before you leave here, or you don't have it. You hear me? You see, when Jesus gives that life, he said, the world can't see me, they'll understand, and they won't see me just a little while. It's gone. Natural life. In the natural sense, it's gone in just a little while. But said, I'm telling you something, I'm going to give you something. He said, I'm going to give you life. Jesus said in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He's the light of this world. He's alive. He can give you life more than just physical life. And either you get out of your dead trespasses and sins, and Jesus Christ gives you life. Eternal life abundantly. Thank God we can have life and just not have it. We can have eternal life. And we have abundant life even now. Don't have to wait till we get to heaven. Glory to God. We can have it now. You want a taste of it? It's available. Just a little while, the world won't see me no more. But since you see me, we was talking about the goodness of God before Sunday school this morning. And it kind of my thought, people told me how good God is. I said, yeah, you know what the Bible said? It's the goodness of God led us to repentance. I didn't lead myself there. I'd have run as hard as I could run. So was you. In the wrong direction. But the goodness of God led to me repentance. To repentance, not to be regretted of. Repentance, not to be sorry of. It was the goodness of God that did that and brought me life. If you don't have none but physical life, I hope you won't leave this place this morning till you have that spiritual life, eternal life. It's through Jesus Christ, our wonderful Lord. And so we have spiritual sight. He said, you see me, and we have eternal life. You shall live also. Turn me to, I think it's the fourth. Let me look at what other if I can find it in John. John, also in the book of St. John. Well, I'll come back to it directly if it comes to me. Back to the book of James just a moment. What is your life? And ask you a question again, are you making it count for him? Are you? You know, there's two ways you can live. You can get on that old Broadway, it leads to destruction. And it does lead to destruction. Or you can get on the narrow road. Leads to life everlasting. What kind of life? I won't tell you something. If you'll just surrender to the Lord, you can mark her down. They ain't no life compared to the life that Christ gives you. None. I'm not saying this to be mean, but it's a lot of sad people today. A lot of people sad over in ball games yesterday. You know what I tell them? Just pull for both of them if you want to, and then we win. Don't matter. I'm sure if you're from Alabama, you're sad this morning. But I know some people that really pull for them good, and I'm not being critical. But I know one thing. I'd rather tote this book. And you look at somebody that really had a football under the arm years ago. I can guarantee you that. But I found something better. I'm serious. I did. Found something that there ain't no losing to it. Amen. It's all victory. It's all winning. I done read the end of the book, Brother Calvin. Yes, he does. Exactly. On the real throne. What's your life? Is it caught up in all this world? You know what? What them verses I just read? You fight and he said, in love of the world, said the enemy with God. Same world that crucified our Lord. But you know what? It's something better than the world, folks. Something so much better. The Lord Jesus Christ. I'm come that you might have life. Thank God for life. It's wonderful. It's such a blessing to know Him. And know Him, that's life. What did Jesus tell him at Lazarus' grave? One of his sisters said to him, I get Martha and Mary mixed up, so I won't say, try to tell you which one it is. She said to him, Lord, I know he'll raise at the resurrection. Now, he's going to get up then. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. And what else did he say? And what? Life. Life. Did you know, Jesus went in that upper room and he breathed on him. Receive you the Holy Spirit. Receive the breath of God. And you know what God did? August 9, 1965, He breathed into me. Oh, I was already breathing this air physically. But He breathed into my heart. And I became a new life. I got a new life. That life in Christ. Do you have it this morning? Is He ever breathing your heart? You see, when He breathed in Adam, he became a living soul. Adam fell. We fell in him. We dead in our trespasses and sins. And what God's really laid on my heart so heavy yesterday, I want to emphasize it again. You're born into this world dead in trespasses and sins. As innocent as a little old baby is, and innocent. And I know God's got them in His care until they come to age of capability. Now, that's different. There ain't no certain age, I don't think, but there comes a time when that child realizes he's done wrong and doing wrong. He needs a Savior. I know that. But we come into this world dead to the things of God. We must have life. And that life's in Christ because He is life. John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father, he said, except by me. And that's why he said it rises the grave. He said, I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he dead, yet shall he what? Live. Our life is in Christ. I thank God for that life.
It's a life that satisfies. It's a life, thank God, that sustains. That's why Jesus said you can't live by bread alone. You got to have the Word of God to live on. You got to feast on the Word of God and the things of God, because all inner man, outward man's a perishing, but the inner man been renewed day by day. Thank God. I can't do what I used to do. This body can't. Been worse the last year, but I find myself climbing up and down and stuff, and it just ain't like it used to be. Well, probably not with you either, is it? But while this outward man's a perishing and outward man decaying, the inward man being renewed day by day. Thank God. I didn't used to open many gates, but I just swang over them. I'm serious. Do that no more. The outward man is getting older. Yours is too. But you know what? Inward man being renewed. I got, thank God, life. I got it in Christ. Me to live is Christ. Me to die is gain. I was listening to a song yesterday. Not a day since Carol been gone. I hadn't wept a little. Not for her, but for me, I guess. But I was listening to a song. It said, I can't tell you the words to it, all of them. But it said something like this: because what I know about heaven is the reason I can let you go. You ever heard that one? What I know about heaven is the reason I let you go. I'd like to bring you back, but why would I want to do that? Where you are is a better place. It is, folks. But I can't wait till I get there. To get life. Thank God I have to have it now. Life. Eternal life. You see, he puts it in there. And we live in. And thank God do we have it now. Have it abundantly. Abundant life. What's your life? You miserable? Unsatisfied? Not content? What's wrong? You're crying out, I'm afraid, for real life. It's there. It's available. You can have it through Jesus Christ. Amen. Come that you might have life. Thank God for his word. Been born again. Got new life. Started a whole new life. That's why the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become what? New. All things are become new. New life. New outlook. Satisfied. This life's swift. It's short. It's just for a little while. A lot of people think, well, when I get ready to die, I'm going to get everything right with God. They think, when I get over, I'm going to get it right. Not too late. I've seen some deathbed repentance. I've seen some I believe was genuine. Is everything. But I wouldn't wait on it, folks. Nope. God's a merciful God. But he wants to give you life. You can really enjoy living then. You can really enjoy living. I don't know how to keep. I got a hush. I don't listen. I just can't. Can't tell you enough this morning how good it is to have this life. Honestly, I thought I was looking through different eyes. I did. Felt different, looked different. Somebody said, "Don't can't feel nothing." I could. I felt better. Is this the same world I was in? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's living. A lot of people think they're living it up. They call them jukes. They call them places. They call them all this stuff. Call them getting high. Got to have this to get high. You don't have to have all that. Hey, you know what? I like those verses. You know what? And when the Holy Ghost fell them on the day of Pentecost, you know what? They thought they'd drunk. These men not drunk as you suppose, but this is that. Joel, yeah, amen. Thank you, Brother Beaver. This is that that Joel spoke of. When the last time you've been accused of being drunk? You know what I pray? God fall on us. Fill us so full. Hallelujah. I saw a man get saved in the hospital, and he died that night. I hadn't seen anything like that since. Not really like it before. I mean, he kept praising God. Amen. He sure did. He had a new life. He didn't get to stay here long afterwards. But thank God for he got that life before he left him. Because you can't get it out of you leave. It's all over. Would you stand with me this morning?